significance of not just getting Greg back, but having him out there as a full participant. How important is that?
It's very important. I mean, mostly because, it kind of lets everybody know what's happening as far as, what we can do with Greg, what Greg's going to be capable of. You know, there's not going to be a pitch count as far as number of plays that we have to hit or we don't want to hit more than. I think it also helps Mike in terms of the game planning and the plays that he can start prepping and getting ready to call.
Is he wearing, we didn't get a chance to talk to him, was he wearing kind of special cleats or different cleats to help him out in that regard?
No. I mean, from what I recognize, no. I mean, he's wearing the same brand shoe he's worn. And I think it's the same shoe.
Notice on film from Minnesota's offensive line?
Well, I think there's consistent play. I mean, for the most part, I mean, obviously they've done some good things where they've played more than well enough for them to be in the situation they're in. I think it's a good unit. I think they work well together. They've run the ball successfully. And I think the quarterback has got a good feel for the guys that he's got in front of him.
Julius mentioned he was pleased to see how much Mario Addison's hands techniques have come along, especially this season.
You know, I think you can say that not just about Mario, but I think some of the other guys that have played well this year for us. And I think it's all part of their development as they're growing and getting better. Vernon Butler has really stepped his game up. He has played well the last few weeks, and a big part of it has been his hand usage. I think it's one of the emphasis that you see in practice with Coach Washington and Coach Mills working with the young guys. Even to young guys as young as watching Brian Cox out there the other day working his hand usage. So I think it's all part of their progression as they're learning. But it is good to see Mario coming up with some different counters and different usage of his technique. So it really is good.
Why do you think your corners don't have any picks so far this year?
Missed opportunities. I think we've dropped some. We've had some in our hands. We've had some opportunities. But I also know this, with some of the things that Steve's done, changing up his different calls, his pattern of calls, I think we've asked them to play a lot with their back to the line of scrimmage as well. I think that's part of it. But I also think a big part of it, we've dropped several. I mean, we've had some in our hands that we should have caught. And a great example was last week. Darrell Worley makes a great play, great position, and makes a good break on the ball, had an opportunity for a big play.
Unusual to see a team have three quarterbacks like they've had the last couple of years and still maintain a pretty similar identity?
I don't think so. I think the three quarterbacks they have, for the most part, I think Teddy Bridgewater is probably the most athletic of them all, and yet he really wasn't a runner. Both the other two guys are athletic. They run well. They move well in the pocket. They've got good arms, good decision makers. They're smart guys. And so I don't think so. I think a big part of it is, the personality of the football team all stems from the head coach. I think Coach Zimmer does a nice job. I think the players on the defense side understand, the way he wants them to play. I do think their offense does feed off the energy of their defense. I really do. And their offense is, again, they've got some really talented players on the offensive side of the ball, too.
Ron, how difficult was it to find a replacement for captain after he left to go?
Well, it was very difficult. I mean, again, we talked about it. Reason we brought him back was, his productivity for us was solid, and we just never were able to emulate that over the 4 years he was gone. And so we figured, why not just bring the guy back that has that kind of ability? And he's been solid for us. I know his frustration of not getting as many snaps as he'd like. Well, sometimes you say, be careful what you ask for, because you're about to get a whole bunch. With Shaq's situation, he's gotten an extended bit of work this day today. He'll have a whole bunch of it tomorrow as well, and he'll probably end up playing a little bit more, obviously on Sunday because of Shaq's situation.
What's it say to you that he's willing to come back here to play for less money than he says he could have gotten in Minnesota?
Well, I think it just says that we're the place the game is start. I think there's a group of guys that he got into the league with that are still here that are part of what we're doing. I think he wanted to get the opportunity to come back and play at home. So I think that's huge. I think that's terrific. I really do. I mean, we've had guys in the past that have stayed and have gotten one more year here with us because they wanted to be here. And I think that's, it says a lot about the guys that are in the locker room.
Go ahead.
He didn't get mentioned as far as leadership a lot, but he's very, boisterous in the locker room. How would you term him in terms of leadership?
He's a personality. I think he's a guy that can bring energy. And when he does bring the energy, I think guys can feed off of it. And that's pretty much, you know, the way he is. I mean, other than that, he's a guy that is oh gosh, I'm trying to think of the right word. I don't want to use the wrong one, but he's one of those guys that because he's gregarious, I think guys do feed off of that.
Why does everyone pick on him?
Because he's captain. I mean, he's one of those guys that he accepts the challenge. He can laugh at himself, and he can dish it out as well as he can take it.
Mike Zimmer said that his best Captain Munderland stories are one that he cannot share publicly. I'm assuming you have some similar.
Same way. I can't. There's nothing about him I can share. But I will say this. I've always enjoyed having him around. I think he's been a guy that, you know, that does bring energy. And when he gets going, he gets a rhythm going. He plays really well, which he has done for us, and, you know, we'd like to see that again.
It sounded like maybe not real optimistic about Shaq this week.
No, just a little bit concerned about the foot. So for the most part, we've increased the reps that, you know, that Captain has had, that he had today in practice as well, and we'll see how things are tomorrow.
Did he aggravate that same one?
That's my understanding he did. I think it's plantar fasciitis is what he aggravated.
Minnesota's defense, you mentioned, but not allowing Atlanta a touchdown. Could you see this game becoming a real defensive?
Yes,
17-13 type.
I think this game can. You know, both teams have good defenses. Both are aggressive defenses. I think offensively, you know, we both want to try and run the football, control the clock. This is going to be a field position battle. I mean, it's probably one of the more obvious statements I'm making right now. But when you look at it. You know, they've got a good special teams unit. They try to get you pinned back and then try to keep the field to their side. It's probably one of the biggest things I noticed probably from about the middle of the first quarter, I think, of the Rams game was that they were able to keep them down there after the Rams went down and scored on their first series. I think they were able to keep them on the other side for a good portion of the game.
They have two solid running backs in McKinnon and Murray. What is it like to deal with both guys that have such a different skill set?
Well, it's no different than what we face with Atlanta, no different what we face with New Orleans. I mean, you know, you just got to understand who's in the backfield at the time and what the tendencies are with those types of backs. That's really the thing that you try to do. And, you know, that as a signal caller, as a play caller, you have to be aware because that's going to dictate in terms of the types of defenses you want to play based on who's back there too.
On the injury report, just dealing with some soreness, or did he do anything to aggravate it?
Nope. It's just the same. I mean, it's, you know, to paraphrase, it's the new normal.
Anybody's off. The thumb's no longer listed.
Yes, he doesn't seem to be having a trouble with it, and I'm not sure if he's had to get treatment on it as well.
Ryan, did you watch any of that game Monday night?
Yes.
Did you have any? Was that troubling for you to see any of those hits or where?
Well, I mean, it is troubling, but you know, it's crazy because, first of all, you know, thoughts and prayers are with Shazier. Just, you know, you're hoping everything he gets better and better and it works out and he's back up soon. But it is troubling because the. You know, the one shot that was the linebacker took, I'm drawing a blank now, but Burfict took, you like to see the target lower, you know, get him below the head and neck area. I mean, that's, you know, that's one of the rules. It's an explicit in the rules, so you'd like to see the shot lower. The hard one for me was the one that Iloka took in the end zone, just because the ball's live, the play is live. There's a chance to make a play to separate the receiver from the ball. And I almost want to say that, to me, it looked like an inadvertent shot hitting him high because he's trying to make a play and knock the ball loose. But it's still troubling because, you know, they were hitting the head. And that's the hard part. You know, just you got to make sure we lower the target. We get it below the head and neck area, you know, so that, you know, we're hitting the guys where there's pads and there's protection.
I don't know if you were asked Monday about it, but Gronkowski got suspended also for a very similar thing. But in some eyes, that was worse.
Yes, that one to me was also. I think that was bad, just because the play was dead, the whistle had been blown, and the guy was on the ground, and it was dead. I mean that you know. So, I think in the league's judgment, I think they did what they believe was right. I understand, Gronk said his frustration and everything with what had happened, previously. But still, we've got to control it. Just be careful and got to be smart out there. We can't have that in this league.
What do you most want to see in this team this week based on what happened last week in New Orleans?
Well, I'd just like to see us come back and play the way we're capable. I mean, probably some of the biggest disappointments, obviously, were the missed opportunities on the offensive side. We had some chances to make some more plays than we didn't. Defensively, we had chances to create some stops than we didn't. We weren't very good in a couple third down situations on both sides of the ball. We didn't tackle as well as we're capable of, as if we had for the most part. We've given up, too many big plays over the top. And then we haven't made the big plays that we needed to on the offensive side. Special teams, protect football. This is going to be about field position, as I mentioned earlier.
On the thought about the tackling, is it attitude or technique?
Technique. When you go back and you look, I've mentioned this before, but like the big run, big part of it is we get out of our gap, we get a little too wide, that crease widens. Now you're asking the guy to come downhill and make a tackle in a bigger gap. And sometimes the running back can get on the outside portion of it. Instead of being able to get your shoulder into the tackle, you're making an arm tackle. And a running back like that with that kind of ability, Ingram's ability, he breaks those arm tackles, and that's exactly what happened. We got reached, and we got pushed out, and we can't do that. We got to make a stand. We got to get upfield, set anchor, keep that crease from widening. We can't get reached. That way, the crease stays constricted. That way, when the linebacker or the safety step up into the hole, they're not defending, three and a half yards. They're defending, a yard maybe, and it makes it a lot easier to make a nice shoulder tackle.
You got one of your speed guys back last week, Demir Byrd. Do you see you guys trying to do some more?
Yes, most certainly. And that's something that we as coaches got to make sure we're implementing and getting more involved into what we want to do. As I talked about earlier, one of the reasons we did some of the things we've done was we were trying to get the field stretched. We didn't stretch it very well last week. There was not enough space to work in. And we've got to take advantage of the opportunity of when you got that kind of speed on the field, getting those guys going.
Anything else for Coach? Different note. I know you've struck up a friendship with Steve Clifford. Have you talked to him? He's going to be out for a while with dealing with the health issue.
No, I didn't hear. No.
I just wondering if you talked to him.
No, I had none, and I'm going to reach out now. I didn't realize I hope he's doing well. We're good?
Thanks,
cool. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.